Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized.
For that terror attack overseas. Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United
States. And that's all I'm going to play of that as we get started tonight, because I don't want to get shut off and banned by Facebook for having third-party music. But ladies and gentlemen, you heard the line from Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town, and it is with great pleasure, and it is with great honor and a heart full of excitement that I am so excited to say, Assalamu alaikum, ladies and gentlemen. Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. Welcome to season 2. I mean, that's kind of what I'm calling it. I mean, I could be really wrong on that, but whatever. Welcome to season 2 of Raw Islam. And we are back, and we are bigger and better and badder than ever. And ladies and gentlemen, it again, with great honor and great pleasure, please welcome the hardest working imam that I know, Imam Azhar.
Assalamu alaikum to all our listeners. Welcome back to season 2 of Raw Islam with Imam Azhar and Carl. Alhamdulillah, we're happy to be back. We've been anticipating for this day, looking forward to it for the last 6 weeks now. And a lot has transpired within these 6 weeks, but we're just here to tell you today that we're back. We're energized, we're pumped up, we're ready to go, we're ready to address issues, ready to empower you as our listeners, we're ready to have conversations, and we're ready to start conversations within our community pertaining to contemporary matters and issues which affect you and myself and our families and our society. So without further ado, Carl, tell us, how's everything up north? And I'll let you know how things are down here down south.
Well, I mean, I live in Washington, D.C., so it's kind of hard to say how things are up north without trudging right into the belly of the beast, as it was or is. I don't know. But things are good. We had a little bit of Hurricane Florence that came and left this week. We didn't get hit. We didn't get hit as bad as the Carolinas did. But the last few days, we've been really kind of underwater. But that moved out today, and I saw on the news it's going out to sea finally. Temperatures are starting to cool off. It's life in the north is okay. I'm not gonna complain at all.
Well, that's good to hear. As for down here in the south, as the listeners know, I've moved now from Florida after 16 years of being in Florida, having the honor to serve that community. I'm now residing in Dallas, Texas. A much larger state, a broader state, not close to the shoreline anymore or the water, but it's a great experience. A lot that has been accomplished thus far in the last few weeks here in this community for myself personally, understanding the ropes, getting to know the community, and pulling up my sleeves and doing the work that needs to be done here. Carl, we don't have hurricanes here in Dallas anymore, so it's not a thing that I'm worried about, although it is happening around our nation and around our world. But there is something what I've heard is called hailstorms, something that we've had in Florida very few times, but I know over here it's more of a common phenomenon as we expect hurricanes in Florida. So I have not seen one yet, and I don't anticipate being in one, but it's something I need to keep on the back of my head when it does come around. But hey, Carl, guess what? Fall is around the corner. So the leaves are falling, I'm sure, up north in Washington. The colors are changing. And we're getting ready for that beautiful white stuff that falls from the sky. What do you call that, Carl? I think it's called
snow!
It's snow without the S, which is no, we don't want it. But Carl, interesting. I know there's so much that we want to catch up with our listeners today regarding the Hajj experience, in addition to your trip to Egypt, which I heard was amazing. You know, I heard it was just phenomenal. It was huge.
All lies.
But you know what? I want to kind of touch on one of the topics that we can maybe cover is we have an administration and we have people in our world today that believe that these things have no substance behind it, i.e. hurricanes, tornadoes, storms. They just happen, or there's something called Mother Nature that kind of does it. Whereas there is a opposite end that is strongly stating that science has proven that these things are going to continue to happen. They're going to intensify, and they can cause great chaos in our world. Based on that, I think it's imperative that we just address an issue today, and that is, where does Islam stand on this topic? I think it's important to address that and let people know and start thinking as to where the religion stands. Are we anti-science because we believe in God alone and thus everything else is out of the window? Or does science have a place on the table of Islam? And before I give it back to you to take your opinion on this or your thoughts or your wisdom, at the same time that Florence was hitting America, a Category 5 typhoon was pouncing on, I think, Taiwan and Hong Kong. And a lot of people have died there. So our prayers go out tonight to the 19 plus that have died in the Carolinas and the many more that are suffering right now with flooding. Remember, and for our listeners, you know, we have a very short span of memory, but just remember the hurricane is gone, but the effects of the hurricane have just started. The wind is gone, the rain is gone, but the flooding will continue to intensify till the end of this week. So our prayers are for those in Florence's path, whoever was in the path of Florence, and those who got affected by the typhoon in Asia. But Carl, again, the point of discussion at this moment, on the 11th hour, is where do Muslims, or where should Muslims stand in regards to their faith when it comes to these happenings, which are just continuing to grow more and more in numbers and also intensifying in power?
Well, for me, the way I interpret it is that we are instructed to be good stewards, and we're instructed to care for the world. I mean, Allah gave it to us and he entrusted us to care for it. And I know the way my mom raised me is, if you're going to borrow something from somebody, you have to return it in the same or better condition than you borrowed it in. And so I think for us, what is, I forget what the hadith is, something about no stone left, don't disturb a stone or don't disturb a blade of grass or something like that. And so global warming is a thing. We can see it. I mean, it's not mythological. Sea levels are rising, ice shelves are breaking off. And I mean, it's just a thing, and it's something that more than likely we're causing it. Mm-hmm. And we're stewards of this earth that Allah has given us. And again, you're borrowing something, you gotta give it back in the same condition they gave it to you. And we're not doing real well at that at the moment.
Well, I agree with you, Carl, because if we put things into context in regards to the spiritual texts, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted this entire creation to us as human beings. And he told us to uphold that trust by using it, not abusing it, by utilizing it and prolonging its effectiveness for generations to come. But when greed and everything else gets in the equation, then we see people go ahead and abuse the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus we have cause and effect. Allah is in control. We know that. There is no doubt in that. As a Muslim, we believe that. But Allah also says in his scriptures that chaos and mischief has ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر, chaos and mischief has become apparent in the land and in the sea, بما كسبت أيديكم وبما كسبت أيدي الناس, because of what our hands have earned i.e. these are our actions, and our actions are resulting in this, from the greenhouse gases to fracking. Fracking is a big problem when it comes to chopping down our trees, when it comes to the pollution, carbon monoxide, when it comes to the abuse of God-given resources. As a Muslim, we need to understand, and people need to understand the Islam stance in regards to environment, and when it comes to climate change, and when it comes to the resources on this earth. Islam has a very strong position that God's not doing it to us, we are doing it to ourselves, and thus God is allowing that result to come into fruition. Is it done? Have we reached a point of no return? No, we haven't. Drastic changes could be made at this moment that can curb this growth and hopefully one day even stop it. We have to make some strong decisions like California did. They're going to be banning straws. You ban a straw, you ban plastic usage, plastic bags, Ziploc bags, containers, things which are just causing more garbage in our earth, and they're not being recycled as easily as other things are once they put into the ground. We can see the compost factor, basically. We can see things come to a change. But so long we are adamant on our ways and we say that God is doing this to us and thus we should continue on our own ways, we're fooling ourselves. Many people ask, where in Islam is there any verse or any saying or any part of the scripture that talks about upholding goodness on our earth or protecting the environment? Well, there's a verse in the Quran where Allah says that وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah does not intend, He does not want transgression for the worlds. So for our world and the planets outside in our galaxy, in the universe, whatever creation we know of and what we don't know of until this time, Allah does not want transgression. And the fact that we are abusing things is an act of transgression. We can't blame an administration. We cannot blame a people. We cannot blame a party and hold them responsible. Rather, all of us need to hold ourselves responsible for what is happening and do our part in making it better. Remember, one thing that we try to talk about here in Raw Islam is how I can contribute my part towards making a change for the better. That's what it's about. So what can I do? There are many things we can do. We can start recycling. We can stop using things which are causing more harm. Instead of using plastic bags, use cloth bags. Instead of getting those bags from Kroger's or from Walmart, actually use a reusable bag. That's doing your part. Yes, it's going to cost a bit more money, but it's doing your part. And when we start doing our part, then those companies that manufacture these things that are harming our society and our world will realize that profit isn't there. And once there's no profit, they're going to stop doing it. It's a simple equation. It's about money. If the money is there, they're going to continue doing it. If there's no money there, they're going to bail out from it. So keeping that in perspective, Carl, because I know we had other issues to talk about, I think this is an important topic. And I think you must have, because I did, in Saudi, feel its effects. The heat was intense. These are things that weren't as common, but they're becoming more and more common. We're having hotter summers. We're having colder winters. We're having places where there was never snow, it's snowing there. And places where it never rained, it's raining there. The deserts are becoming green. These are signs telling us that we have messed up the ecosystem, and the only people who can really start fixing it is ourselves.
You know, I started this episode by saying how happy I was that we were back, and I had the great pleasure of introducing you and a great pleasure of starting the show after what seemed like an eternity of a vacation. But it is also with great pleasure that I give our first Facebook comment of the season 2, and it seems extremely fitting that it is from Sister Layla, who says, "Wa alaikum salam, welcome back, alhamdulillah."
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Layla. Thank you for tuning back in, and thank you for your continuous support in your ears and your opinions. We really appreciate that.
Now, Yes, we got off the plane because we flew from here into, I think it was Jeddah, but I could be wrong. And we got off the airplane in Saudi, and we, and this is something I'm struggling with, which is why don't we have, is why is America the only place with terminals? I feel like every time I fly international, there's always a tarmac and stairs and a bus involved. Why can't we just do, you know, a terminal like we do here? Anyway, that's beside the point. But we stepped off the plane, and as soon as you hit the top of that stairwell, it was like the only thing I can correlate it to is Thanksgiving dinner. And you know how, like, you're cooking Thanksgiving dinner and you got to see if the turkey's done or if the pies are done, and you open that oven and that blast of heat just hits you in the face. That is exactly what it felt like stepping off the plane in Saudi. And it was too hot. It is too hot. My people come from the north. We come from a very snowy area. We in fact, it was my people that developed the first Christmas tree. We worship a tree that didn't die in the winter because it was so cold. And they took me to the desert.
Well, you know, I think the analogy you gave is the best analogy of the of opening the oven, because sometimes you're so ecstatic to kind of see if the turkey's done and you forget the heat is there. And as soon as you open the oven and put your face a bit forward, that smack on your face of heat is like, you better have SPF 15 on because you're going to get it.
I wore SPSF Q whatever 75 every single day I was there, because I and my wife and I have carried this conversation over and over and over again, and she asks me repeatedly and I don't have an answer. She said, why don't you tan? I go from this shade that all of you see to burnt. I don't seem to have a middle ground anywhere.
Well, Carl, let us just tell you, in Islam, we don't believe in extremism on any side. So,
our SPF 75.
So we need to find a balance and shade for you. So alhamdulillah. Carl, moving on from that, you know, the heat, the temperatures rising. What can we do as a Muslim beyond what we just talked about, you know, curbing our usage of these disposable items and trying to improvise and use things for the long haul? Is repentance to Allah. We find that in the story of Noah, in the chapter of Noah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Lord Almighty reminds us of the conversation that Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, had with his people. And he said to them, turn back to your Lord and seek forgiveness. He is all forgiving. He will forgive. He will send the rain down on you in abundance. He will increase you in wealth and your progeny. And he will make for you gardens and he'll make for you rivers. What is preventing you from turning back? And I want to take this conversation from here to a new angle. You know, alhamdulillah, it's an honor, it's a blessing to take pilgrims every year to Hajj and to allow them to perform their pilgrimage, their fifth and most important pillar of Islam, with the confidence that they have the guidance and mentorship to do so. As much as it is an honor, every pilgrimage, every Hajj has its own twist and its own experience. And I felt this time, Carl, that there was a lot of disparity on the faces of many of the pilgrims. They were very, very hurt. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of problems that they brought, but they brought it to God because we know that He is the source of our relief and mercy. And He's the one who could alleviate these problems, and He's the one who can better our situation. So, you know, coming together is a good thing. Many times we come together for our parties and functions and celebrations and to commemorate something. I think it's time that we as a humankind hold gatherings and sittings where we could come together and we could just talk about our problems to each other, and we could kind of take that burden off of our shoulders. Because, you know, we're seeing in our country now, people are on a tipping point. A lot of people are, you know, OCDing on drugs. There's a lot of people committing suicide. There's a lot of people kind of fed up with life. People are taking drastic measures due to drastic situations that they feel that are no longer in their control. So as much as we see in the Hajj, I saw in the Hajj this year that people were in a lot of pain and there's a lot to ask for. That is essential to turn to God. But at the same time, remember that your family, your friends, your neighbors, they're there for you. And that friendship is more than just a name. It's more than just a number on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter. It's actually someone that you can sit with and speak yourself. And so if we uphold that trust and speak to one another and support one another emotionally, support one another and give them encouragement, give them hope, I feel that we'll be able to weather the storm. If not, I feel that if every sailor starts jumping ship, even the captain will be out and the ship will be at the mercy of the waves. And so, you know, we want to kind of get back into in this season too, is to allow the listeners to understand we are connected with you and we hope you're connected with us, and that the topics that you send us and the questions that you post on our live stream or you email to us at Venn Network, we take them seriously, because these conversations, and again, that email is right below here on the bar, on the bottom of your screen. This is essential because we started Raw Islam 60 episodes ago, right, Carl? 60? 62 episodes ago, only because we wanted to address contemporary issues. We want to empower you, the listener, with the tools that are necessary to combat those issues. And we want to empower you to be a solution maker and a game changer in this world. This happens with teamwork. We want to be part of that team, and we hope that you're willing to be part of our team. So my last words tonight before I give it back to Carl for the most important segment of the show, which is those necessary announcements, and brought to you by, which is right now no one. But before we get into that, I want to thank everyone for their time tonight. Share this video. Go on to Patreon. Go on to Venn Network. Go on to your Google iTunes. Go to Google Play. Go on to your iTunes. Subscribe to this free podcast. Get more people engaged. We do this every Tuesday night, inshallah, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. We want to get you in the conversation, and we want to have a healthy discussion. So thank you so much.
And with that, feedback. I have the Adhan going off in the background, so you'll have to excuse me. But ladies and gentlemen, he is absolutely right. We are looking to get our listeners more involved this season. So what we're looking to do, and we're looking to all of you that are watching, I know we've probably had about 10 people on and off live tonight. Thank you all for joining us. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you come join us on Facebook, or you can just leave your questions down below. But if you go follow us on Twitter, vennetwork.org, we are going to start running weekly polls where you guys, the listeners, the fans, the ones that make this show happen, you're going to be able to pick the topics. We're going to post some polls. We're going to, you're very welcome, sister. Samira, I think, if I pronounced that wrong, I apologize. sorry. We're going to post our topics ahead of the show. We're going to post it as a poll. And we want you guys, our listeners, our fans, to vote on what we're going to talk about, making this show very regular and making this show more about you and what you want. Now, as Imam Azhar said, we have to make all the necessary statements. So head over to vennetwork.org. Check out all the other podcasts that we have over there. If you are interested, I know I've posted it on Twitter, and I know it's posted on the website. We have Venn Network swag that you can get, and I'm very happy to introduce not only our long sleeve material for our hijabi sisters, but we also got a pop socket. How cool is that? And if you don't know what a pop socket is, Google it. So we have our own pop socket, but we are also looking for interns this season, this month. If you are a graphic designer, or you know a graphic designer who is looking to do some graphic design and would like a little bit of, you know, a little buffering on their resume, have them reach out to us at this email address right here. And we're going to look for to design some clothes for you guys, maybe some funny cartoons, some slogans. And again, we're looking to you guys for that kind of stuff. So reach out to anybody who you think might be interested in that. And as Imam Azhar said, head over to Patreon, search for Venn Network. Over there, you'll help support the network, you help support the hosts. And I'm hopeful, and I don't know because I see the number of people live viewing going up right now as we're signing off, but I'm hopeful we might be adding a new show to the network. I don't know. I sent an invite, and if that person joined us this evening, welcome. I hope you enjoyed the video, and if you have any questions, reply to my email, and we'd love to welcome you to the network. Yeah, so that's about it for me. So, ladies and gentlemen, season 2, episode 1, episode 92 of the show, in the bag, and we are here to say assalamu alaikum, and until next time, Imam Azhar has a statement. Hold on.
No, jazakallah khair. Thank you. I just want to confirm, 62, not 92, right? 62, yes.
Did I say 92?
92.
It's late. It's late. Fajr's early. It's late.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, where you can find us on the same Bat channel at the same Bat time. Sister Layla says, exciting. Looking forward to it all, inshallah. We are too. We will say, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Entering the United States. First of all, we should develop detention centers for them.
Everywhere there is Islam, you'll find them oppressed.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.